You're listening to a podcast from the Rocking Vicars Media Motel.
Hello, welcome to the Media Motel podcast. My name is Terence Dackham. I'm flying solo this week. I'll explain what's coming up after this from Foster the People. From 2010, which is right up to date in my world, Foster the People and Pumped Up Kicks. And the lyrics have a particular resonance in the light, or I suppose rather darkness, of this week's news in South Carolina. Look, America, enough with the guns already. This freedom to own firearms isn't going too well, is it? So this is the podcast from the Media Motel. I'm on my own this week, so it's a combination of me telling you what I've been up to look at some of the news stories of the week and some of what you young people might call modern music, pure pop for now people, in fact. My favourite album from the last year. I keep coming back to it, and I often listen to the whole album when I'm out walking, from the multiple Grammy Award winning album Morning Phase. That's Beck and Heart is a Drum. I've been on a film set for most of the last month, and I know this is going to sound terribly irritating to anyone who carries hods of bricks around on a building site for a living. But working on a film set is so exhausting. Early morning calls for 5:30 a.m., an hour or so in wardrobe and makeup, and then hours, simply hours, darling, of waiting as the shot is set up. It's an arduous life, this acting business. That's the wonderful Band of Horses from their 2010 album, Infinite Arms. And Factory, the third single taken from the album, it didn't chart anywhere, but that doesn't make it anything less than gorgeous. So yes, I've been acting in a movie for the last month, and my part wraps on Thursday of next week, I think. And one of the consequences of all the hanging around is that it's given me lots of time to read, and I've been working my way through the published diaries of James Lees Milne, the writer and expert on British country houses. He was a contemporary of people such as Debo Devonshire and Somerset Maugham, Nancy Mitford, Cyril Connolly. And Lees Milne, he also had a very colourful private life, so his diaries are really absorbing. I'll tell you a bit more about him after this from Gautier. Massive hit all around the world, including number one in both the UK and the USA, Gautier and Kimbra, Somebody that I used to know. These James Lees Milne diaries I was talking about, they're deliciously imprudent and rather tactless in places. He'll describe Lord somebody or other that he's met on his travels and perhaps might write of their fellow's, you know, strong jaw, and he'll say, oh, he had steely blue eyes, kindly and generous nature. And then he'll finish the diary entry by writing, of course, I was revolted by him at first sight. I was introduced to that track by my lovely colleague, Juliet Harris. I have three sources for new music. Juliet Harris's Indie Wonderland, Whispering Bob on Radio 2, of course. And when I'm in a pub or a restaurant and I hear some music over the sound system in the pub or whatever, I Shazam it. And I've discovered quite a bit of good new music from that source. But that was from Jules' playlist, that's Icona Pop, and I love it. Now, earlier this week, I went to an exhibition at the Institute of Contemporary Arts in the Mall in London. It's a great space, only a short stroll from Trafalgar Square. But oh, on the hottest day of hot days, it was like a furnace in there on Wednesday. And it struck me it may be a cool place for contemporary arts, but they don't seem to have discovered the concept of air conditioning. I'll tell you why I was there after this from Jamie Woon.
Walked when I should have run, ran when I should have walked. When I should've run, and I ran when I should've walked, and don't I know, and don't I know,
beside me, even when you ain't beside me, and I go into hiding, and I know I never leave it alone. Another round of the phone leads, of all the ways you could know me, how I take time going slowly, all the time that I did on my own. Still I walked when I should have run, and I ran when I should have walked. And don't I know, don't I know, and don't I know. Well, I walked when I should have run, and I ran when I should have walked. And don't I know, your head in the ocean, too deep to know where you're going, hoping time can be frozen, and you'll end up where you really belong. But the days keep on rolling, reliving different moments, and the hurt is unfolding, every day that we do and we don't. Still I walked when I should've run, and I ran when I should've walked. Don't I know. Well, I walked when I should've run, and I ran when I should've walked.
Life there, really. From London's glittering New Malden, Jamie Woon from his debut album, Mirror Writing, and that's a track called Shudder. And the album reached number 15 in the UK album chart in 2011. Back in the late 70s and much of the 1980s, I was on the radio and currently at the Institute of Contemporary Arts in London. There's a small exhibition about the history of clandestine or pirate radio in London, which is where I started playing the Clash and the Buzzcocks, transmitted from an aerial on a London tower block. I remember Trellick Tower in North Kensington was always a favourite. Anyway, I'd been told I was featured in this exhibition, and lo, and indeed behold, there's an interview with me and some photos in which I look impossibly young, actually. It struck me, there I was in the 1980s playing music on the radio, and here I am in 2015 playing music on the internet. Everything changes, and nothing changes.
All in one strain. Party dress and diamond earrings.
Divine Silver Seas from their 2013 album Alaska, delightfully produced by Joe Persapia. That's Night on the Town. Yeah, that exhibition at the ICA, it's called Shout Out, UK Pirate Radio in the 1980s, and it's at the Institute of Contemporary Arts until July the 19th. Then it's going to be at the Phoenix in Leicester from July 23rd to 24th of August 2015. It's a very small exhibition, so I wouldn't make a special trip unless you're really into the subject of pirate clandestine radio in London in the 80s. But if you are around where it is, it's an interesting 20 minutes or so, and you get to see me from 30 years ago. There's a thing.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
Crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be wrong.
I never tire of hearing that from 2013 Lord and Royals, number one, as you well know, here, there and everywhere all around the world. I rather like the front page of the New York Daily News on Wednesday. The headline was Clown Runs for Prez, and featured a mock-up photo of Donald Trump looking, well, like a clown, to be honest. Already appears to be a campaign based on someone having more money than sense. Trump's slogan is Make America Great Again, which is one of those ludicrous sort of rallying cries that mean less the more you look at them. After siding with the Reform Party in 2000, Trump then became close to the so-called Tea Party, but now he's seeking the Republican nomination in 2016. But I somehow doubt that Rick Santorum, Rand Paul and indeed Jeb Bush are quivering at this news. From Australia, the Temper Trap and the lead single Sweet Disposition from their debut album Conditions. Back to the Donald Trump campaign for a moment. All US presidential candidates know that in 2016 they have to appeal to the Hispanic vote. 12% of the American population speak only Spanish. The United States holds the fifth largest Spanish-speaking population after Spain, Colombia, Argentina, and the most populous Spanish-speaking country in the world, Mexico. So what does Donald Trump do on the opening day of his campaign? He says he would build a great, great wall on the southern border of the USA and that he would make Mexico pay for it. And he says Mexicans are not our friends. And here's a quote from Trump on that first day. They're sending people, talking about Mexico, they're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing their problems. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people, but I speak to border guards and they tell us what we're getting. Way to go, Donald. There goes that Hispanic vote.
Though I don't know when I'll hit the bottom, I've been falling for so long that I can't tell. You'll never hear me calling from the bottom of my sinful wishing well. I've been making lots of friends along the way, and they all tell me wish I could believe them, but my friends are so deceiving and so full of all the easy things to say. Though I don't know when I'll hit the bottom, I've been falling for so long that I can't. You'll never hear me
That's Caitlin Rose from the 2010 album Own Side Now and Sinful Wishing Well. Social media, it's become a large part of many of our lives, and in many ways, it's an enrichment. I'm particularly fond of Twitter and Periscope, but there is an aspect to social media that makes me want to run to the hills. You may have seen the story of the Nobel-winning scientist Sir Tim Hunt, who said last week at a conference in South Korea, here's the quote, "Let me tell you about my trouble with girls. Three things happen when they are in the laboratory. You fall in love with them, they fall in love with you, and when you criticise them, they cry." End of quote. Now, a pretty silly thing to say, either in private, definitely daft to say it at a science conference. And really, someone might have said to him afterwards, well, you know, I can't agree with that. It's a very old-fashioned point of view. And then everyone should have just got on with life. But, oh no, the self-righteous mob of social media had to go into overdrive. And for these few silly words, Sir Tim Hunt has been forced to resign by University College of London, and then the European Research Council pushed him out as well. All of this while he was being doorstepped at his home by news reporters. And I thought to myself, what are we doing? You know, we've allowed a 72-year-old Nobel laureate's career to be ruined by a Twitter frenzy. He didn't join ISIS. He didn't kill or injure anyone. And, you know, older people sometimes say things that are out of step with modern times. We know this. Let them. It doesn't matter. No one should have their life effectively ruined by saying something a wee bit daft, but yeah, pretty innocuous, really. And I want to know, who appointed a bunch of Twitter buffoons to be judge and jury?
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home where you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind.
Stars. in my mind. Lost, I get lost, I get lost in my mind. Lost in my mind, yes, I get lost in my mind. Lost, I get lost, I get lost. Oh, I get lost. Oh, I get
from Seattle, that's Lost in My Mind from the self-titled album from The Head and the Heart. And that's the penultimate track in our little odyssey today. I hope you have a good week ahead. By the time we next speak, I'll have wrapped my part in the movie I was talking about that I've been working on. And I'll be even closer to leaving my 50s. I am 60 years old in 9 days' time, and it feels like the weirdest thing ever. I suppose I'm going to see Fleetwood Mac next week, so that should be some consolation to me, I suppose. I hope you've enjoyed some of the music. I've really had fun being with you. My name is Terence Dackham. This is the podcast from the Media Motel. I'll see you next time.
Got to hold on. You got to hold on.
You have been listening to a Dacom Media production.